The roar of the waterfall swallowed all sound except the rhythmic beat of her own heart. Namusa knelt on the damp cave floor, her hands steady as she laid out the sacred herbs, impepho, umlonyan, and aloe, on a flat stone worn smooth by ages. She struck a match, and the dry leaves caught, releasing a sharp, sweet smoke that curled upward like a prayer. She closed her eyes, letting the smoke fill her lungs. The ancestors were near. She could feel them like a whisper at the edge of her mind. She began the chants, her voice low and steady, calling on the names of the old ones, Mukulu, Gogo, the ones who walked before. The smoke thickened, swirling around her, and the cave seemed to expand beyond its walls. Then the vision came, unbidden and swift. She saw Thabo and Lasidi huddled in a dark, damp chamber, their faces drawn with fear. Around them, the walls of a storm drain pulsed with strange symbols, glowing, shifting, hungry. A shadow moved through the tunnel, its form indistinct, but its intent sharp as a blade. It was searching. It was close. Lasidi was sketching the symbols on the floor, her movements urgent, while Thabo stood guard, his jaw tight. Nomusa gasped, the vision dissolving into the crackle of the fire. Her hands trembled as she steadied herself. The ancestors had shown her the truth. The children were in grave danger, and the shadow that haunted the drains was no mere creature. It was a servant of the darkness spreading across the land, the same darkness she had felt growing for weeks. She looked at the waterfall's curtain of light at the cave's entrance. The ward she had placed there was strong, but it wouldn't hold if the shadow breached the city's defenses. She had to act. She had to strengthen the ward and send a message to the ones who could help. But first, she needed to understand more. She added more herbs to the fire, the smoke pluming into a pillar. "Show me the way," she whispered. "Show me how to stop it." The smoke swirled, forming a spiral, and in its center she saw a face. Not Thabo or Lasidi, but an old woman with eyes like coal, sitting at a Shabin table. Mam Rebecca. Nomusa's breath caught. The Shabin owner was more than she seemed. The ancestors were pointing her towards Soweto. She had a role to play, and Nomusa needed to warn her, and the others, before it was too late. She snuffed the fire with a damp cloth and stood, her joints aching from the cold stone. The waterfall outside gleamed like a silver curtain, but she felt no peace. Somewhere, in the dark tunnels below Soweto, two young people were running out of time.